Welcome to episode 6 of Econ 919, your weekly look at what makes the Kenai Peninsula work. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, how do kids factor into the economy? By and large, children have little direct effect on the economy. Oh, sure, mom and dad spend a lot on them, but with little disposable income of their own, school kids' spending power is limited. This week on Econ 919, Jay Barrett tells us how the people at Junior Achievement hope that, with some help, today's children will be tomorrow's grown-ups with jobs and hopefully be productive members of society.
The overall goal of Junior Achievement is to inspire and prepare students to succeed in a global economy.
That's Emron Prokivnak, Junior Achievement Program Manager in Anchorage.
We want young people to own their economic success and have an idea of how to write a check and just the basics that you don't necessarily get going through the public school system.
In pursuit of that goal, Junior Achievement will be providing training on Wednesday to students at Mountain View Elementary School. Prokivnak says JA provides the materials for free, but relies on local presenters.
So we go out, and I work with the volunteer committee there that tries to recruit volunteers to put someone in each classroom so that each classroom has a community member to present the lessons and kind of come in and work with the school for the day.
Though JA has a curriculum for students through 12th grade, the classes go from kindergarten through 5th at Mountain View.
So starting with kindergarten, we'll have volunteers presenting lessons on how to manage their money, introduction to coins and piggy banks, all the way up through 5th grade at Mountain View, where students will learn just about different jobs in the community, how money works in a community, about banks, credit unions, how to write a check, things that are not in the curriculum already.
Breaking down those courses, what are the littlest tykes going to learn? No, it won't be penny stock trading.
Students are introduced to different topics on personal economics and different choices that consumers might make to meet their needs and their wants. So it's very basic and at their grade level so that they understand it. Then first grade would then be introducing students to the idea and the concept of different businesses in their community provide goods and services for their families and jobs that they have to pay for those things.
For the bigger kids, the lessons have a much larger scope.
The fifth graders will be learning about a free market system and how it serves as an economic engine for businesses and careers. So it's very STEM-focused, science, technology, engineering, and math. They'll learn about entrepreneurial and innovative thinking as far as high growth and high demand careers in a global economy, not just on the Kenai Peninsula. So.
And as you might recall from earlier in the story, JA is looking for more volunteer presenters who, Prokivnak said, do not need to have Harvard MBAs to help out. And despite what you've heard about the free market society, there is a free lunch after all.
The one thing that I do always tell people for this event is we do feed you, so you get a free breakfast and a free lunch on this day.
Aspiring volunteers can contact Mountain View School, but hurry, Junior Achievement Day is on Wednesday. For Econ 919, I'm Jay Barrett.
Well, we had a choice for our big number this week and went with 289. That's how many questions the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, still needs answered by the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation as the feds examine plans for a trans-state natural gas line. The other option was 801. That's how many additional questions AGDC answered for FERC just last month during the last round of paperwork reviews. Regulators are also looking for more information about Port McKenzie in the Mat-Su Borough and Valdez as possible alternatives as an endpoint for the gas line over Nikiski. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 919. You can always catch our episodes of the Kenai Peninsula's weekly economics broadcast on our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.